使徒行传第一章一到十一节。
So today we're going to take a look at the Acts chapter 1 verse 1 to 11.
大约两三年前，我讲过使徒行传一章一到八节。
So I think maybe 2-3 years ago I have covered Acts chapter 1 verse 1 to 8.
也许我把它同一遍道来讲一遍，你们不会记得我讲过。
So maybe I have actually just pulled the previous sermon and preached to you again. Maybe you forget.
我以前在马来西亚的时候，小的时候，坐在这个教堂里面听牧师讲道。
I remember when I was younger and I was sitting in the sanctuary listening to the sermon of the pastor.
那时候还年轻，头脑比较清醒。
And I was actually clearer in my mind because I was younger.
有一天牧师讲了一篇道，忽然间我听了，这不就是三年前他讲过同一篇道，同样的几点，同样的内容，开场牌结束都一样。那时候我们还没有录音。
So there was a sermon that pastor was preaching, and it just occurred to me, isn't it actually the same sermon that he preached 3 years ago? The content was the same, the scripture was the same, he even used the same beginning and the end.
但是我们那个时候的心态不如今天啊。今天你听到的话，你就会觉得牧师最近偷懒，没有在预备信息啊。
But our mentality was actually different from now. When you listen to the sermon today, and you would say, okay, the pastor probably is too busy. He wants to save his time. So that's why he's using it.
那时候我们就告诉自己说，也许同一篇道我需要再听一遍。
But at that point of time, I was telling myself, maybe we were telling ourselves the same sermon, we have to listen to it more than one time.
好，我们来看《使徒行传》一章一到十一节，听听看啊，是不是同一篇道啊？
So let's take a look at Acts chapter 1 verse 1 to 11, and just take a look if this is the same sermon or not.
我们请Joyce 念英文的第一节念到第十一节，我们中文的一起来看。
Okay, so I'll be reading in English. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostle whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you in heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven.
请问能不能用我的 original file 来播放啊？我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你，主，你赐给我们这一篇的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. You give us this day the words from you.
特别在你升天之前，你给我们的叮咛。
Especially remind us of your command before your ascension.
让我们晓得主，我们在等候你再来的日子的时候，我们当如何行。
And Lord, that teaches us what are we supposed to do when we are waiting for you to come back again.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
几乎每一个公司呢都有这个使命的宣言 mission statement.
So almost every company has their mission statement.
麦当劳的宣言是什么？
What is the mission statement of McDonald's?
麦当劳的宣言是说要成为我们顾客最喜欢来的地方跟最喜欢吃的方式。
And McDonald's mission statement is to be our customer's favorite place and the way to eat and drink.
沃尔玛的使命是什么呢？
What is the mission statement of Walmart?
沃尔玛的使命，我以前有一个弟兄在沃尔玛的总部上班，他就很高兴地告诉我们沃尔玛的使命是什么，然后整天跟我们讲。
And I used to have a brother in Christ. He works for Walmart headquarters. And he's always very excited and sharing with us the mission statement of Walmart.
沃尔玛的使命是要替人省钱，这样子他们可以活得更好。
And their statement is to save people's money so that they can live better.
这些公司的使命呢，有一些就是摆着漂亮而已。
Some of their mission statements are just, you know, a slogan and to make them look better.
有一些呢，是要他们的员工一个一个的要有这一个使命的这个使命感。
While others actually they will teach their each of the employees and to make them learn their mission statements.
我过去大概有13年替 Walgreens pharmacy 在工作。
I used to work for 13 years for Walgreens pharmacy.
Walgreens 也有一个使命宣言。
And Walgreens also has a mission statement.
我不记得了。
But I couldn't remember that.
13年之后我就把它丢掉了。
After 13 years of working there, I have completely forgotten about it.
可是到了2008年的时候，忽然之间呢，他要每一个上班的人到他的这个当地的总部那里去，重新再讲一下他们的使命是什么。
But all of a sudden, in 2008, it requires actually every employee to go to the local headquarters to refresh and to study their mission statement.
为什么？因为2008年这个公司不是很糟嘛，很多，所以Walgreens 也是要非常的省要减少开支，所以他要重新让我们知道 Walgreens 的这个使命是什么，让我们能够为他振奋，而不为那些到处 cut 而觉得沮丧。
And do you remember like in 2008 there was this economic crisis, and then every company is facing crisis of their own. So Walgreens actually was trying to use their mission statement to remind the employees and to revive them and to make them to work harder to cut the expenses and work harder for the company.
所以当我们面对危机的时候，有时候我们也需要来到我们个人需要来到自己的内心里头，再审查一下我们人生的使命是什么。
So whenever we face crisis, we have to come back to examine our hearts and to see what actually our mission is in our lives.
其实，在所有公司有使命宣言之前呢，最早的是教会有一个使命的宣言。
And as a matter of fact, actually, before the company started to have their mission statements, it was the church having the first mission statement of all.
教会每一个基督徒都有一个同一个使命。
Every Christian of the church shares the single mission statement.
就好像公司的使命是你的使命。
And just as the company's mission is your mission.
公司的使命不是你自己在你部门里面思考出来之后，然后你自己定出一个使命，然后在你的公司的部门里面自己走自己的，跟公司没关系的。
And the company mission statement is not something that you just come about in your daily work and then share within your department and come about in your own mission.
基督徒的使命也不是我们每个基督徒我们自己祷告，然后自己有感动，然后自己觉得该要做什么就做什么的。
And likewise, the mission of each Christian is not, you know, someone get it through the prayer and think that they should do it.
我们今天在美国呢，这个个人主义多了之后，我们都觉得说每一件事情都是我们个人来决定说我们要做什么。
In the United States nowadays, when we are flooded with individualism, we always think that we can decide what we want to do.
可是耶稣基督在他升天之前给了我们一个使命， 这个使命不管我们有没有感动，不管我们有没有恩赐，都要做。
But before the ascension of Jesus, he gave us this mission. Regardless whether we feel like doing it or not, we have this mission from him.
他给的使命是什么呢？
And what is his mission?
就是这个黄色的部分的最后一句。
His mission is actually highlighted in yellow, the last sentence on the screen.
说到直到地极做主的见证。
It is saying that you will be my witness.To the end of the earth.
直到地极做主的见证。
Be my witness, be with the witness of the Lord to the end of the earth.
我们要为主耶稣来做见证。
And we are to be his witnesses.
接下来呢，我要很简单的讲一下，很多人都知道，但是我们要重新来思考一下，怎么样为耶稣做见证。
And next, I'm going to briefly talk about, I know a lot of you might already know, how to be a witness for the Lord.
这里有一个，这里有一个常常，人家误解的地方。
And there is something that is always misunderstood.
因为我们常常会讲说，英文说 be my witness, 做我的见证人。
And because in English we always talk about be my witness, be the witness of the Lord.
所以我们会强调说，这个不是只是嘴巴讲，我们要活出来。
Here I want to emphasize is that this is not just that we speak it out, we say it, we have to live it out.
但是我们的这个常常这个误解是什么呢？我们就认为说，重点是要活出来，而不是用讲的。
And what is our misunderstanding? Our misunderstanding is that we have to live it out, and we don't really emphasize on speak it out.
但是这一个，如果单单活出来，重点不是讲出来的话，这里有一个问题。
However, if we only emphasize on our action instead of our not our speech, there is a problem here.
他在这里说，你要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极。那你要在每一个地方活多久，人家才会知道说你信的耶稣是谁。
Because it's actually saying that you have to be the witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the end of the earth. So here comes the question, how many years are you willing to spend in different places?
你看到使徒行传的使徒，他们从这个耶路撒冷到了犹太全地，到撒玛利亚，这到地极的时候，他们不是到一个地方就住下来，然后住了过了两三年之后，希望他的邻居看得出他与众不同。
You find that in the book of Acts, it's not like you know the disciples go to a place and live for two three years.And make a difference among their neighbors, and then move on, and expecting their neighbors to see that they are different.
如果这样子的话，《使徒行传》还没有写到二十八写到二十八章的时候，可能使徒们还只是还活在这个撒玛利亚，还没到地极。
If this is the case, until the 28th chapter of the book of Acts, probably the disciples will have not yet moved beyond the area of Samaria.
所以做主的见证人本身，见证人本身就代表着说，我们需要讲出来。
So being witness by itself actually means we have to speak it out.
但是见证人本身不是只是用嘴巴讲的。
But a witness is not only using your mouth.
也是要用活出来的。
You also have to live it out.
在使徒行传里面，你看到使徒们他们怎么做见证人，使他们受到迫害的时候，他们一点都不畏惧。
The book of Acts actually gave us a handbook to show how disciples behave when they were facing the persecution. They were not afraid.
他们一点都不为他们所传的福音为耻。
They are not ashamed of the gospel they were preaching.
当他们在见证主耶稣复活的时候，你从他们身上的确看到他们一点都不怕死，因为他们知道有一个复活的主。
When they were witnessing, testifying for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, they were not afraid at all because they knew what they believe, who is a resurrecting God.
所以一方面他们做见证人的时候，他们是用传的，他们不是只是住在那里，什么话都不说，让人希望人家看得到他们的不同。
So on the one hand, they were witnesses by preaching. They were not just, you know, living there and then through their actions, wishing that others can see their difference.
另外一方面，他们去到人的当中，也不是用讲的而已，讲了之后，然后威胁一下，他们就跑了，一点都不像他们在传一个死里复活的主。
On the other hand, they are not just relying on their preaching. It's not like they go to a place and then preach it and do some and threaten them to believe in God and then afterwards run away.
所以做主的见证人乃是用口宣传，而我们的生活也活出我们所宣传的那位主的样子。
So being the witness is a combination of both preaching with your mouth and also living out with your action to be the witness of our Lord.
我们怎么如何做耶稣的见证人呢？
How can we be witnesses of Jesus Christ?
首先第一点，我们需要认识耶稣是谁。
First and foremost, we have to know who he is.
第一和第二节这么说。
So in verse 1 and 2 it says,
提阿菲罗啊，我已经做前书论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的，直到他借着圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒以后被接上身的日子为止。
In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen.
这个使命是使徒门徒们在认识的耶稣那三年多的这个在人群当中所做的事情，然后所教导的，让他们认识了之后，他们才承受这个使命的。
So when the apostles were witnessing for 3 years how Jesus behaved, how Jesus acted in the congregation, how Jesus walked and talked in the people, they received this mission from Jesus.
一方面，我们刚信主的时候，我们信了主之后，内心里面有一个得到赦免的这个喜乐，我们可以马上跟人家做见证说我得到这个喜乐。
On the one hand, we have receive this joy of being pardoned, and then we want to share with other people because of this joy.
我们马上就可以做见证。
And we can be witness instantly.
但另外一方面，我们也需要更多的认识这位耶稣，到底他做了什么，他教导了什么。
On the other hand, we also have to learn more from this Savior, what he has done, what he has taught.
我们不单单要知道耶稣喂饱五千人，我们也要知道他教导说他是那生命的粮。
We not only have to know the fact that he has fed 5,000 men, but also have to know that he said he is the bread of life.
我们不单要知道说耶稣医治了瞎子，我们也需要知道他是为了要表明他就是世人的光。
Not only we have to know that he has healed the blind, we also have to know that he is the light of the world.
我们不单要知道耶稣能够使水变酒，我们更需要知道他能赐丰盛的生命。
Not only we have to know that he has turned the water to wine, but also to know that he actually gives us life so abundantly.
耶稣不单知道门徒不单知道耶稣所行的所教训的，他们甚至亲身的体会耶稣所在他们身上所成就的。
Not only does the apostles, the disciples see and what Jesus has taught and walk, but they actually by themselves experience the miraculous work of Jesus on themselves.
我们有没有认识我们所信的耶稣基督？
We have to understand and to know this Jesus Christ we believe in.
我们有没有想要更多的认识他？
Have we desired to know him more?
我们有没有去经历耶稣所说他是谁？
Have we experienced how Jesus described who he was?
很多时候我们没有传福音的热忱，可能我们自己碰到困难的时候，我们也不晓得耶稣跟我什么关系。
Maybe sometimes when we lack of the zeal to spread the gospel, probably it's because we don't really have this intimate relationship with him.
我们的生活里头需要来认识并经历我们的主。
In our life, we have to know and to experience our Lord.
第二点。
Second.
如何做耶稣的见证人？
How to be his witness?
我们需要更深的相信耶稣复活的大能。
We have to understand deeper the resurrection power of Jesus Christ.
你看他在第三节的时候，耶稣在这复活之后四十天之内，他在给门徒使命之前，他在做的一件事情，在第三节说他受害之后，用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看。
So take a look at verse 3. So after the resurrection of Jesus and before his ascension, Jesus Christ, he showed, manifested to the disciples for many of his sufferings by many proofs.
他这里特别强调说用许多的凭据，他不是只是显给使徒一次看，也不是就在那个关起来的房间就出现一次就没有了，他用许多的凭据要让门徒们清楚不疑惑的知道耶稣复活了。
So here it is emphasized that he has showed them many proofs. It's just not like he showed up once or you know, maybe in the enclosed little room once to the disciples, but he has showed them so many times, showed himself so many times that they can have this reassurance that they know for sure that Jesus Christ has really indeed resurrected from the death.
耶稣复活，刚刚我们唱因他活着。
So Jesus has risen from the dead, and we just sang the song. Because he lives.
你在疫情的期间有想过多少遍耶稣是复活的主？
How many times in the COVID pandemic have it occurred to you that Jesus is a living God?
你知道门徒为什么那么大胆，面对迫害的时候仍然去传，甚至要面对死亡的时候 也不恐惧吗？因为他们真的是深深的体会耶稣是复活的主。
Have you ever wondered why the disciples were so bold that they continued to spread the gospel despite of their persecution, even when they were facing the threat of death? Because they truly, truly believe that Jesus is the God who resurrected.
我们要更多的让自己放在这个耶稣复活的事实的之中，让我们能够更多的来默想，来思想复活的主到底与我们生活有什么关系？
And we have to really immerse ourselves in the fact that Jesus is the resurrected God, and to really relate to the fact, what is the impact of his resurrection to our daily lives?
这样子我们衡量地上的事的时候，我们不再以死亡为最大的一个代价，而每一次碰到死亡的问题，我们都恐惧。
And in the future, may we not measure the things according, may we not measure our things and fear that death is actually the biggest punishment. Death is not.
第三点，我今天走得稍微快一点啊。第三点，如何做耶稣的见证人呢？第一，我们要认识耶稣；第二，我们要知道他的复活。
The third, I'm actually moving a little bit faster here. So the first we covered to know who Jesus is, and the second is to know how to be his witness.
第三，我们要知道神国的真理。
The third is to know the truth of the heavenly kingdom.
在第三节的后面说，四十天之久向他们显现，讲说神国的事。
In the latter half of verse 3, he appeared to them during the 40 days and speak about the kingdom of God.
为什么40天要那么久都在讲神国的事？
Why he had to spend such a long time, 40 days in all, to talk about the kingdom of God?
因为马上耶稣要离开这个地上，他们要面对地上人间的这个国度，君王迫害他们的制度。
Because Jesus is going to depart from the world, and then the disciples are going to immediately face the persecution from the world.
如果使徒没有清楚地认识神国的这个权柄的话，他们很难在困难的环境之下继续来负起这个福音的使命。
If the disciples are not 100% clear about the authority of the kingdom of God, it is really hard for them to withstand all the persecution in this world.
另外，有英文有一句很有名的话说，如果他不是我们所有的主，他就不是我们的主。
And then there is a very famous English saying, if he is not the God of all, then he is not the God at all.
If he is not the Lord of everything in our life, he is not the Lord at all.
如果他不是所有一切事物的主的话，那他就根本不是主。
他必须是我们生命的主。
And he has to be the Lord of our lives.
你生活当中如果有一件事情你的主权还放不下的话，他不是你的主。
There is one single thing, even there's just one little thing that you cannot give up for him, and then he is not your Lord.
我讲清楚一点，因为你还在最高的层次之下，告诉耶稣说，你可以是我哪个部分的主，这个我不在乎给你，那个我很在乎，不给你。
So let me just make it clear. If you withhold anything, it means that you are on this highest level, still the Lord of yourself. You can tell Jesus, on this part, I'm accepting you as my Lord. And on the other part, I'm not accepting you as my Lord.
所以他如果不是我们所有一切的主，他就不是我们的主。
So if he is not the Lord of everything of our life, then he is not the Lord of us at all.
一个创造天地万物的主，一个创造人类的主，一个掌管一切的主，你想我们把 90% 给他 ,10% 说这是我所在乎的不给你。你想这样子对他来说是非常，他应该是很荣幸的接受我们 90% 吗？
So a God who created everything, the universe and the earth, and who created you and me. So if you are just giving him, you told him that I'm going to give you 90% of my life, and withholding this 10% to myself, do you think he's going to be honored when you're saying this to him?
你有哪一个部分的东西不是他所给的？
Is there anything, any part of you that is not given from him?
为什么我们认为说我们给了90%，神应该是很高兴，10%不给他，他不应该那么贪心？
Why we have this notion that since we have already given him this 90%, he should rejoice. And even if we're withholding this 10%.
所以你在学习传福音的时候，其中一点，你就必须认识到神国的权柄。
So one very important part of your gospel sharing is that you have to fully understand this authority of the kingdom of God.
包括你传福音的时候的惧怕跟不敢讲的这些问题都要完全交出来。
And also the timidness, the not willing to share, or fearful of sharing, you have to give it out and give it to the Lord.
八月份的时候，跟新祥去敲门的时候，新祥说：“牧师，你来敲，我们来学习。”你想我很厉害吗？
So in August, I was visiting door to door with Brother Xinxiang, and Xinxiang was like, "Okay, Pastor, I think you are really courageous, and you should be the one who knock at the door. Do you think I am so powerful?"
你到我敲门，从这个马来西亚那边学习敲，等到到了这个来到美国这个中部的时候，在学校园里头去跟陌生人讲话，到今天敲门的时候，还是每一次都同样的惧怕。
So I have learned this ever since I was in Malaysia, that I have to knock door to door, and then even after I moved to the Midwest, and trying to knock door to door to spread the gospel to the students, and coming here, I'm always facing the same struggle.
但是每一次都需要把自己放在神的主权之下。
But every time I have to surrender myself under the authority of God.
我们要向谁传福音？
Who are we going to share the gospel with?
我们前面讲了三点，我们如何做主的见证人。
We have covered three points, how to be the witness of God.
我们要如何向谁传福音？
To who we are going to spread the gospel to?
今天因为是联合崇拜时间的关系，我们会先越过第八节的前面。
Because this is a combined worship and we're limited in our time, so here I'm just going to pass through the first half of verse 8.
讲到圣灵降临，我们必得着能力，因为下个星期我要讲《使徒行传》第二章，就讲到圣灵降临，所以我就留到下一次讲。
So that part of the verse is talking about the Holy Spirit coming upon you, that to make you receive power. Because in chapter 2, I'm also going to talk about the coming of the Holy Spirit. So I will save this point to next time.
第八节的后面说，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
The latter half of verse 8, it says, You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and to the end of the world.
对犹太人来说，耶路撒冷跟犹太全地就是本地。
To the Jews, Jerusalem and all Judea is their native country.
也是本族。
And also their own ethnic group.
撒玛利亚是他们的邻居。
Samaria is their neighbor.
是他们稍微不完全是同样文化，但是有一点点相似的民族。
It is not exactly the same as their own race, but there is a little difference, but some similarities as well.
然后直到地极，那是完全陌生的一个地方。
And to the end of the earth is actually something that's really totally foreign to them.
所以这个使命。对我们今天来讲，也是讲到说，我们需要在本地，我们在本国，我们在世界各地去传扬福音。
So this mission also applies to now that we have to spread the gospel locally and in our native country and also to the end to all the ends of the world.
这里讲的是一个范围，这里讲的不是先后次序。
And this is here. It's actually talking about the range. The not talking about the chronological sequence.
不是说你要先在本地传福音之后才到地极，他乃是说我们要做的见证的范围是从本地到地极都是要做主的见证。
It's actually not talking about you have to first start in your local area, then move on to the other areas to the end of the earth. It's actually talking about the range that, whether local or to the end of the world, we have to spread the gospel.
所以接下来两个图呢，几个图呢，是我这几个星期在做的。有一个弟兄，跟我说，你最近很沮丧，为什么？因为我说我做了这些图之后，就越做越沮丧。
And next, I'm going to share with you a couple of figures that I collected over the past weeks. A brother told me that you look so sad, you look so gloomy recently. And the pastor told them, yes, of course, because I saw these maps, I saw these figures. That's why I was a little depressed.
这是美国人口局2018年的这个数字很多我在群里面。在我的 moment 里面也发了，有些很多人看到了。
So this is a data from the U.S. Census Bureau in 2018. I have shared also on my moments and also in different chatting groups.
你知道在 Ann Arbor 附近，就在我们的这个 township 加上 Islandy， 华人一共有12,000人。
Can you imagine that in the vicinity of the Ann Arbor area, plus you know the Ypsilanti and also on the township, there are 12,000 Chinese people.
你听起来不觉得怎么样？中国任何一个城市都比这个多。
Maybe it's not very impressive to you because any small cities in China actually can have more people than this number.
前几年的时候，我去查的时候，发现做学生学者的。差不多6,000人。
A couple of years ago, when I was doing the research, I found there were approximately 6,000 students and scholars.
所以有一半是学生学者，有一半是在这里工作的。
So half of them were students and scholars, and half of them are those who live and work here.
12,000人，我们的教会 来教会的大人小孩差不多200。
And among the 12,000, those who are coming here to join the congregation are about 200, including adults and children.
你知道我们大概15年前我们安娜堡的教会的人数多到300人吗？
Did you realize that approximately 15 years ago, we have almost 300 people in the church?
很多人想说那是现在大概不太可能。
And some people may think that it's probably impossible for this time.
我很少讲这种数字哈，我很讨，我不是说很讨厌，我通常都不讲，但是这一次做的时候必须要思考一下，因为我认识的华人教会牧师，英文牧师在 Cleveland。
I don't really talk about the figures, the numbers a lot, but here, because I'm collecting all the data, I really want to talk about it. I know a pastor who is pastoring church in Cleveland.
Cleveland, 五年前，华人的总数是6000人。
5 years ago, the population of Chinese people in Cleveland was 6,000.
是整个 Cleveland 城市跟它的外区全部加起来，散布在各地。
In the metro Cleveland area, including the city of Cleveland and its also vicinities.
那是很广的面积。
And this is a very wide area.
面积大概跟 Detroit 跟外围的这些城市加起来差不多，就整个。
Which is kind of equivalent to the metro Detroit area.
华人六千。
6,000 Chinese people.
但是我们呢，全部堆积在小小的 Ann Arbor 这个地方，就有12,000，一倍。
However, all the Chinese people that are concentrated in the vicinity of the Ann Arbor area, we have 12,000, which is twice that of the Cleveland.
Cleveland 华人教会300人。
They have 300 people in their congregation.
如果你按比例来说，我们应该是要有600人，然后再加上说他们的是那么广的面积，我们是全部集中在 Ann Arbor。应该也要有差不多800-900人吧。
So taking the if we calculate it proportionally, so we should have had maybe 600 people in the congregation in our church.
我的重点不是说人数要多少。
So my point is my emphasis is not on the number of people.
我的重点是说还有多少人我们可以传的，是多么方便，距离多么近。我们就可以碰到的人。
My emphasis is on how many people we actually can reach. It's so convenient. We're so close to them to spread the gospel.
啊，你说这个华人基督徒都不是只是在我们这里了，虽然说我们这里是最大的教会啊。
You may argue that not every Chinese Christian come to this church. We are not the only Chinese church in this area.
我们这里有200人，假设200大人小人都是基督徒，假设啊，这不是啊。但是200人都是基督徒的话，那其他的也有华人基督徒散布在 Ann Arbor 其他地方，大概有多少？啊，算他1000好不好？啊，那我们还有11,000人还需要听福音。
So we have 200 people here. Just assume that we all of us are Christians, including adults and children. And there are Christians that are not coming to this church and scattering all around the Ann Arbor area. So let's assume there are 1,000 Christians in this area. There are still 11,000 that are not yet converted.
最近跟小孩子在读这个宣教士故事，叫Roland Bingham， Roland Bingham， 中文名比较难念。
So I've been reading the missionary story Roland Bingham with my kids.
Roland Bingham 就是这个非洲内地会的创办人 SIM 的这个创始人。
And he was the founder of SIM in a missionary organization in Africa.
他原来在英国，后来跑到加拿大。在加拿大的时候，有一次。有一个年长的姐妹就跟他对话。
He was born in England and then moved to Canada. And when he was in Canada, an elderly sister had a conversation with him.
她说我的儿子现在去非洲了。
She said that my son went to Africa.
Roland 跟他儿子差不多年纪，差不多二十岁左右那个时候，他说你知不知道在非洲中部有一块地，有3500里长。当中有6000万人民，你知不知道当中没有一个是基督徒？
And she said, I have a son who is about, well, she has a son who was about the same age, in the 20s, same age as Roland Bingen. And she told Roland Bingen that, do you know there is a long strip of land, about 3,500 miles long, and among them there were 60 million people, and none of them ever knew Jesus Christ.
90 million people. Roland 就说没有一个吗？那姐妹说没有一个。
Roland asked, "There's not a single one," and the sister said, "No, not a single one Christian."
那一个对话就在 Roland 的内心里头就一直存在他心里。
And this conversation has been imprinted in the heart of Roland.
我们怎么样呢？我们有11000个中国人，至少还不是基督徒需要听福音的。
So now what should we do? We at least have 11,000 Chinese people here who are not yet Christian and they need gospel.
我们不需要到非洲，我们甚至也不需要开车太远，都在25分钟之内的范围里头，就有那么多人需要听福音。
We don't even have to go to Africa.Within the 25 minutes drive away from our vicinity, we have so many people who need the gospel.
这些人的灵魂有没有在我们内心里头成为我们的负担、重担？
Have the souls of these people be the burden of our heart.
后来 Roland Bingham 就决定说他也要去，他去。那时候那个姐妹的儿子到了英国，她就去英国去找她。
And so Roland Bingen made the decision that he wants to go to Africa as well. And the elderly sister's son went to England at that time. So Roland went to England to meet him.
然后在路上在当中的时候碰到另外一个年轻人，他就问他说你要做什么？他说我要去非洲。那年轻人一听到那我也去，以前的人就这样子做决定了。
So, and on his way, he met a young man as well. And then he asked the young man, what are you going to do? The young man asked him, what do you want to do? Roland said, I want to go to Africa. And this young man actually decided that he wants to go to Africa as well. These were the decision-making process in those days.
三个人就跑到非洲去。
So the three of them went to Africa together.
那时候非洲一到非洲去的时候，人家都说你不能到内地去，到内地去的没有一个活着出来。
And as soon as they arrived at Africa, they were told that you are not going to inland Africa because nobody can actually go there and remain alive.
因为那时候非洲盛行这个疟疾。
Because the malaria was very prevalent in Africa.
那时候医学界还不晓得疟疾是怎么回事。
And there was no cure in the medical field for malaria.
后来才发现跟蚊子有关。
Until they found in later times that it was associated with mosquitoes.
他们三个人一去 ，Roland 一到那边就生病了。
As soon as they arrived there, Roland became ill.
所以另外两个人就自己跑到内陆去。
And so the remaining two young men went to inland themselves.
但是两个进去之后也都死了。
But and then they died.
Roland 就很灰心的回去。
And Roland went back home, losing, very, very depressed.
但是那个有19000万人没有听到福音的，一直在他心里头。
But the 90 million people who have not yet known the gospel, it has been lingering in his mind.
等他病好的时候，他再一次要起行，又招了一批人去。
He recovered from his illness and decided to go back again, and actually assembled a group of people to go with him.
第二次去的时候，他又到半路又病倒了，又不得不回去，他非常沮丧。
The second time he fell ill again on his way and had to go back home, and he was very depressed.
他想说，那至少还有一两个人，这还是我忘了是几个人，这一次跟我去的，至少他们可以进去啊。
But he told himself that it comforted him that there were still a couple of people who were able to go to Africa this time.
等到他回到英国的时候，收到信说，那几个宣教士告诉他说，太困难了，不可能，我们也回家。
But when he went back to England, he actually got the letter from the remaining missionaries and telling him that it was so difficult. And they couldn't do it anymore, and they decided to go back as well.
又失败一次。
Another failure.
但是他那灵魂没有听到福音的负担还是在心里头，他还是持续。最后总算传进去了，最后总算发现这个蚊子的问题了。
But the 90 million people, this burden has always been on his heart, and he didn't give up. Eventually, the malaria mosquito issue has been solved, and eventually he was able to spread the gospel, bring the gospel to the continent of Africa.
你可能会说，你要是他多等几年，蚊子的问题找出来之后再传的话就有效果，现在早一点传他就没用。这倒不是他认为的。
You might argue that he should have just waited several more years until the cure of malaria or until the cause of malaria by mosquito has been found out. And then he would have a more fruitful evangelism. But it wasn't something that it was on his mind.
因为他前面两次的失败，有更多的人被激动起来，要去。
Because of the first two failures that he experienced, more people have been inspired to follow their steps to go to Africa.
后来他们到了埃塞俄比亚。
Later they went to Ethiopia.
然后遇见第二次世界大战。
And then the Second World War happened.
Ethiopia 被意大利占领去了。
Ethiopia came under the rule of Italy.
在大战之前有150个基督徒，大战之后有10000个基督徒。
Before the war, there was 150 Christians, and after the war, there were 10,000.
为什么会这样子？
How could it be?
因为基督徒那时候传福音的话被抓起来，关在监里头。
Because whenever a Christian was found to spread the gospel, they will be put in prison.
关起来，做被基督徒当关起来的时候呢，就传福音啊，整个监狱里的人都听到福音，更多的人信耶稣。结果有时候这个监狱长都不得不把基督徒放走，因为要不放的话，他们整个监狱整天都在那里祷告跟敬拜。
Because whenever they are put in prison, they will not stop spreading the gospel, but they will actually try to evangelize their fellow inmates. And so it came out that all the inmates became Christians. So the guard of the prison sometimes actually have to relieve those inmates out because otherwise the prison will be filled with prayers and worship all day long.
如果Roland 没有持续的话，第二世界大战来的时候， Ethiopia 哪里来的基督徒有那样大的盼望在监狱里面传这样的一个福音？
If Roland hadn't persisted, the revival of Ethiopia in the time of World War II is impossible. There won't be any revival in the prison. No evangelism within the prison.
福音使命没有因为疟疾而停止。
The gospel mission wasn't stopped by the malaria.
谁知道？神把这个蚊子的问题找出来了，但是谁知道在那之前，是不是等两年才找出原因，是等十年、二十年、一百年之后才发现解决的方案？谁知道？他需要有一个人，不管这个问题会不会持续，都要传福音。
So even though the problem of malaria was found, but who knows, before the cure was found, whether 2 years, 10 years, 100 years, we just couldn't wait for the cure to be found to spread the gospel.
福音的使命没有因为战争而停止，也没有因为政权的转变而停止，更没有因为政府的迫害而停止。
And the gospel mission is by no means hindered by the war or by the persecution of the government or by the change of a regime.
时间不够用了最后我到了市政府那里查所有看起来除了 Kim 是韩国人所有很像中国人的名字我全部找出来这个只是北边
So、
你们知道这个图是什么图哈？看得清楚哈。
So I'm running out of time. I was actually coming to a list from the government, and I was able to find all these Chinese last names. Of course, that not doesn't include Kim because Kim is a Korean last name. And these are. Do you know what this map is? It's. I only searched the North Ann Arbor area.
Forest Fire 就有138家。不包括呢，后面有这个什么啊？后面有时候他们有些 trust， 那个像是租房子的。
So Foxfire there were 138, and that doesn't include the trust, which might be you know like the rental houses.
那是 Upper Hill 是不是？56家啊。
Upper Hills 56.
我们比较少去听到有人住的地方，就在我们的这个Foxfire 的南边呢，一共有48家，全部加起来超过400家。
And so 18 in the neighborhood south to Foxfire, and all together we have more than 400 households.
我们不需要跑得太远，开车不到十分钟就有400家人。
We don't have to really travel far. Within 10 minutes drive, there are more than 400 households.
他们不一定听，但是他们还没有被我们敲门敲得厌烦。
They probably don't really want to listen, but they haven't been so receptive to our knocking at the door yet.
甚至可能都还没有人敲过他的门。
And maybe nobody has actually knocked at their door yet.
求主来怜悯我们，神把我们放在这里，我们不能满于就这么多人。我们也不是看人数，因为如果我们很努力的传，我们还是150人，我会很感谢神。但是有多少人的家的门，曾经有基督徒走进去过，跟他们讲过福音呢？
So we should not be contented with the number. I'm not saying that we have to have a lot of, we have to focus too much on the number of the congregation.For if we have really worked hard in spreading his gospel, in knocking at the doors of the unbelievers, and if this is the case, and we still only have 150 people in the congregation, I should be very thankful because we have tried our best.
除了中国人，我们也需要传给异文化的对面的平民的这个这个 low income 的这个 housing 跟旁边的印度人也好中东人也好
So in addition to the Chinese ethnic group we also should share the gospel with other cultures for example the low income neighborhood right across the street from us or our Indian neighbors our neighbors of other ethnic groups
我们找 Pastor Kendall 来不能只是说因为我有青少年应该要知道说我们这里附近还有很多讲英文的不是华人的在这个区你看不到一个教会只有我们是一个是我们只有我们是教会他们走路都可以走到的。
We have Pastor Kendall here, not just because we have English, we have youth here, but also we have our English speaking neighbors, those who actually are within walking distances from us.
真的求主帮助我们能够在更认识他的当中就觉得就了解我们这个福音的使命是更迫切在的
May God really give us the urgency of evangelism that when we know him more we know that this is our mission
我们越是 体会他复活的大能，我们就越大胆地去传扬主的福音。
The more we understand the great power of his resurrection, the more courageous we are and encouraged we are to spread his gospel.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们仰望你。
Heavenly Father, we look up to you.
你把我们放在这里是在这里有一群的华人。
And Lord, you put us here, you place us here, and there is a huge group of Chinese people here.
还有跟一大群的非华人的居民在这里。
And an even larger population of non-Chinese here.
已经有多少次我们有人跑过来告诉我们说 你知不知道你们的教会是在这北区里面唯一一间的教会。
And so many times there are people coming to tell us and saying that, do you know that in this northern area of Ann Arbor, you are the only church here?
帮助我们能够看到主你给我们的负担跟使命。
Lord, help us to see the burden and mission from you.
让我们不单只是扩堂，我们更是要传福音。
That we not only expand our church building, but more and more that we can spread your gospel.
我们还有许多的基督徒在各个社区里头都不在这个北区的那里又有多少人需要听到福音
and not in this northern area but in other areas we have Christians there and there's so much need for the gospel
让我们不是单单问说耶稣什么时候回来
that we no longer only ask Lord Jesus when are you coming back again
那我们也看到主在我们问他什么时候回来的时候他提醒我们有一个使命我们要去传扬他的福音
but that when we are reminded every time we ask this question when he's coming back again he reminds us that we have this mission to spread the gospel for him
祷告奉耶稣基督名求
in Jesus name we pray
Amen
Amen
我们欢迎在我们当中如果是第一次来的会后的时候我们很希望能够认识你那如果在座的大家你碰到任何一个你不认识的不管是第一次